Georgia police, teacher wore Jesus Loves You sweater in video while having sex with student. Was giving good grades to students to hide OnlyFans page. By Lowell Coffee Law on June 19, 2026. The ongoing problem of rampant educator sexual misconduct took a new twist in Georgia this week as a biology teacher is accused of not only molesting a half dozen teenagers, but also operating a pornographic OnlyFans account and filming sex with one student as she wore a Jesus Loves You sweater. Her alleged criminal debauchery did not come without a price. Students who knew about her behavior allegedly blackmailed her for better grades. According to new court documents reported by Atlanta's WSB-TV and also cited by the New York Post, Maurice Nichols, 25, a former teacher at Alexander High School in Douglasville, a city of 35,000 some 23 miles west of Atlanta, has become the target of an ongoing investigation by the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, which now has served more than a dozen warrants in the case. Warrants were served not only to Nichols, but to Ed and T and the internet platform Snapchat and OnlyFans, as well as to multiple students and their families, the Post reported. The students who were extorting Nichols for better grades had learned she was appearing in her own OnlyFans account, a revelation that likely would have gotten her fired. Also revealed in the court filings was the allegation that Nichols recorded a video having sex with a student while wearing a Jesus Loves You sweater. It is not clear if that video appeared on the site, which is known for its hardcore pornography. Detectives also filed warrants for surveillance footage from a local golf course where Nichols allegedly met up with a teen, and for genetic material and fingerprints of two students, according to the Atlanta news outlet. Nichols, who also was a manager for the high school's football team, was first arrested in May after she was accused of having sexual contact with a student in a classroom closet in a parked Hummer. 2 weeks later, she faced 11 additional charges, including child molestation, evidence tampering, and grooming involving five other students. One of the students reportedly is a girl. The evidence tampering charge apparently is the result of Nichols pressuring a student to delete text messages between them before her first arrest. The Jesus sweater could be linked to Nichols' college education. She graduated from Liberty University, which is a private evangelical Christian school linked with the Southern Baptist Convention of Virginia. Liberty is known for its strict fraternization policy, under which students are expected to abstain from sexual activity outside of a biblically ordained marriage, according to its website. As Breitbart News reported in an exclusive investigation in March, leading researchers say educator sexual misconduct has become rampant in the U.S. in the past two decades. The ongoing problem, which seems to feature one or two cases a week making national headlines, has impacted districts large and small, urban and rural, and schools both public and private. Those studying the phenomena attribute it to cultures of permissiveness, lack of scrutiny, or awareness of misconduct red flags by staff and teachers reluctant to report colleagues in fear of disrupting harmony in the school. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets, which documents one of the worst cases of child sex abuse in U.S. history, and nine other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.